Yes.
I'll answer the question, Mara.
Answer the question. Go away.
When I was younger, she wouldn't do anything. I think that's what she was going to say about me. Anyways. Oh, yeah. When we were younger, we would go to the store, and then instead of, like, putting out the bags and stuff, she'd, like, go into the bathroom.
That is how the Carlos... That is so not true.
We listen and we don't judge.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go. No, Marlon, it wasn't me. We would go grocery shopping and, like, we will all carry the things and then we'd be like, Where's Jose? Nowhere to be found. Like, he timed it perfectly so he didn't have to put the bags up and, like, all the food up.
But I always did it. Like, I did most of the work. Mom and Dad were gone. They were nowhere to be seen. So it was down to you and me. And I was doing most of it.
Yeah, but, like, that is not true, Jose Carlos. No, I was always doing it. You were, like, gone. You just disappeared.
Listen, we don't judge, Fer.
Oh, my goodness. Can you just ask the question one more time?
What's the time you pointed out someone else's flaws only to realize that you were doing the same thing?
Oh, okay. So,
we're close to the same thing.
Yeah. You know, like, sometimes you get angry with your family, and you're like, well, y'all are not listening to me. Like, I'm trying to say this and this, and this is how I feel. But then you feel like your family is not, like, they're just ready to answer and, like, give you, like, well, this is what you're doing wrong. It was always something that I was like, well, they're not listening to me, or they don't understand what I'm going through. And then I started realizing as I grew up. That you need two to have a fight. It's not only, like, it was not only my family members if we were in an argument. It was also me. Yeah. Like, I was always being like, oh, let me listen so I can answer. Like, this is.
Yes.
Hey, the Lord has changed me, and that's good. So it was more of like, I'm going to listen to be able to find my answer instead of I'm going to listen and I'm going to analyze what this person is telling me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take it into consideration. And then I'll make a nice educated response instead of just attacking. Because sometimes I feel like it was more about attacking one another, or it was more about me trying to say what I had to say. So that's something that I found myself, that I was like, oh, I'm always judging them for not listening to me, but I wasn't listening. So now that I've worked on that, like, we are able to have, like, better conversations with the family as grown adults and as not only adults, but as people that love Jesus. Because Jesus, I mean, he was a strong person, and he had a strong personality, and when something was wrong, he would say it. But Jesus spoke in parables so that people that didn't understand could understand. He would talk to the hard people. He would talk to those people that, like, people would, like, look at them and view them as less. He would still talk to them and, like, change the way he would speak. So that they would understand. So I'm like, if Jesus was able to do that, why am I not able to do that to the people that I love the most, which is my family? So that's when I was able to, like, recently, guys, it's a still work in progress. I was able to start changing that about myself.
Oh, yeah. And, like, you know that saying that what goes around comes around?
Boomerang.
Boomerang. Yeah, like, for me, I too, like, I think it's more family oriented, this problem of judging, because I at times when I was little, or even a little bit still today, or like a little bit early in my teenage years, I would criticize either, like, my brother for not doing something, and then he would call out something I wasn't doing either. Mm. So if it was like, oh, yeah, but he's like, he's not helping out with, let's say, like, with the yard work. Yeah, but you're not helping out cleaning, right? Mm. Or, like, mom, he's not listening. Yeah, but you don't listen in this area. So it's like, with the same, like, measure that you judge, you will also be judged.
Yeah.
And we read about that in Matthew 7, right? So we previously looked at the Sermon on the Mount. And then it goes on to chapter 5, 6, and 7. So Jesus is just giving this, like, long speech. It's all one. It's not, like, clips. It's, like, one whole thing. And he tells us, Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. And he says, for with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use it, it will be measured to you. And that's what we just talked about. Like, if we judge someone, but the same judgment is going to come to us, right? And it really comes to show that Jesus is not saying, like, not judge, to not, like, look at someone and evaluate them, but it's, like, it's telling us to judge correctly. So, because it's saying, for with the judgment you will pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure, use it, it will be measured to you. And it's interesting because it takes discernment to judge someone. Right. And what is discernment? Well, discernment is, I have it here, the definition. It's one's ability to sense or decide between what is truth and what is error, what is real and what is false, what is right and what is wrong. Right. And if we keep reading, we see verse 3, Jesus tells us, why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eyes. So to be able to discern someone else's issues and be like, you know what, this, like, what you're doing is wrong. First, you have to evaluate yourself and be like, you see that log that's sticking out of your eye? Take that out and deal with that first to be able to deal with others. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're all so quick to judge. Like, just like that Bible verse said, like, we are so fast to do it. And we forget that we have our own things that we need to work on.
Yeah.
So it's a great reminder that we cannot have a, we need to have a loving heart because we might be dealing with something that somebody else is able to see, but we're just focused on them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of like we have to self-evaluate daily because sometimes I feel like we fall into that like self-righteous mindset.
Yeah.
And like you said, let's take it out of your eye, the log out of your eye before you go help somebody else. But like I don't think this should be a limiting, like it should not limit us into trying to help others if somebody needs help or like if we're like, hey, like, but in a loving way, saying it instead of a judging way.
Yeah, because like I noticed too, like going back to example with my brother, like I realized I was proclaiming judgment on his attitude when then I realized like, oh, you know, but I have that same attitude towards a different area. So I had to like, okay, let's work on that first. And then either, like, lead by example or be able to, once that is fixed, be able to help someone else out. Yeah. And it's, like, God is not saying, like, not to judge, but he's saying judge righteously. Like, if I see Jose that, if I see Jose and he's, like, being, like, super rude and, like, just straight up hitting everybody. Just throwing hands. Like I must be like, okay, like let's talk to him in a loving, like patience manner, and be able, not to judge with like, why is he like with the this like a disgust or bad intention towards him, but with a loving kind of way,
trying to edify him, like help him build up.
Because that's the way, like, you know, we would want to be treated. So we would, like, obviously want to help each other out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I fully agree how, before we judge, we actually have to like see what we're doing too, because it's, yeah, we can't like be hypocrites and stuff, but mm-hmm. at the same time, it's like, it's a good thing that we gotta do. It's just like actually like, instead of just looking at others, look at ourselves too,
mm-hmm.
you know, because yeah, we can be doing completely something wrong, or some people might even be saying like, oh, at least I'm not doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
I might be doing this,
mm-hmm.
but at least I'm not doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But in God's eyes, everything is a sin. No sin is greater than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
yes.
is just as bad. So we just gotta fix it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And imagine everyone might have a different log in their
mm-hmm.
eye.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody helps them,
mm-hmm.
if they fix it, yeah. what if somebody else in the future has that same issue?
Yeah.
Now you can help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's church right there.
Mm-hmm.
Church is a community of sinners. We're mm-hmm. all sinners. Nobody's mm-hmm. perfect. Everybody has issues. Everybody deals with something at home,
mm-hmm.
at work, everything. So it's like everybody, the whole idea of the community of church is everybody's trying to become better
yeah,
themselves.
Edifying each other.
And
yeah.
that way everybody helps each other.
Because mm-hmm. like I heard sermon too, and it's you never know what someone's going through, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the church, like, let's say someone dresses that way, well, instead of judging and be like, why is he dressing like this, like, instead of shutting them down, it's like, well, you don't know what they're going through. Maybe they have like self-evaluation issues, maybe mm-hmm. like, you know, maybe their attitude is because they have suffered things in the past,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So it really is like what you said, like, you have to really look and have a good amount of understanding of discernment on your own issues and others.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
no, sorry.
No, you were saying?
I think that's why discipleship is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you find someone that is willing to spend time with you, spend life with you, and
mm-hmm.
be like, hey, let's see what the Bible says about this topic.
Yeah.
Like, let's say for clothing, let's see what the Bible says. It's not about what us,
mm-hmm.
what we think. It's, what does the Bible say?
Yeah.
How am I going to glorify God in this aspect?
Yeah.
And then one another, like together on a one-on-one or a two-on-one, you can come clear to the Bible and
mm-hmm.
see what God has to say.
Yeah.
And so in the end, it's like we judge our actions, our future actions, based on what the Bible says,
mm-hmm.
on
yeah.
what the Lord says.
Not what we think. Because
yeah.
we're sinners. We're like, we get earthly things in our head and
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
But what the Bible says, that's
yeah.
perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's interesting, like, how you said if discipleship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if someone's not open to discipleship? What if maybe you see someone that needs help and you're like, hey, let me help you. And you maybe, like, give them good advice and you want to go through the word with them and they just don't listen.
Sometimes the word discipleship scares people
mm.
because they feel like, oh, that's so culty, you know? Like,
yeah.
some people
mm.
think that church is a cult. Maybe don't, if that word scares people, don't use it. Say, hey, do you just want to meet one-on-one and like just talk about life?
No.
Yeah.
And just start sharing how you live life, because what we are called to do is live out the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you start talking about different topics, instead
yeah.
of being like, well, this is what the Bible says, like, listen to that person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, this is what I believe based on this.
Mm-hmm.
So then the Holy Spirit will be doing its work.
Yeah.
It's not about us.
Yeah.
yeah.
Because God can work without us.
Mm-hmm.
So then...
we're just instruments of
exactly.
God.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then that... sorry.
No, yeah.
That person will be able to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like you said, it might be that somebody doesn't want to do, like... and like, doesn't want anything with the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That's their choice.
Yeah.
But our job is to share.
Yeah.
So what would you do if something happened like that? Has it ever happened to y'all?
I haven't had somebody like be like, no, I don't want to do that. But I've been able to like do stuff like that with people. It's like just, oh yeah, let's go like get some food or something. It was just
mm-hmm.
talk and everything. It's just like a regular conversation. But
yeah,
I haven't had like somebody do that.
Have you?
No. I kind of just self-evaluated myself and a little bit stepped away from it. Like, for example, if I saw someone that just kind of needed help and I wanted to give him advice, I'd be like, okay, Marlon, but you're also struggling with that, so how could you help him? So I would kind of just, like, not. I would be like, well, you know, the best I could do is just kind of just be, how would I say, like, just continue to be their friend and be there for them and whatever. But, like, if they weren't going to, like, specifically ask me or talk to me, then I wouldn't, like, say anything. Mm-hmm. I'd just continue to pray for them and just, you know, just be there. And I realized that, obviously, now looking at it, maybe I could have, like, maybe been like, hey, like, let me, you want to just, like, be more of a close friend. Because I feel like that's what discipleship, it's like you take someone, it's like, let me be a best friend for you. Someone who's going to be, like, there and is going to guide you, is going to help you, is going to just kind of, like, be there in your, be, rejoice in your, in your joys and your wins, and then be sad when you're sad, you know?
Yeah.
And it's interesting what verse 6 says, to finish off, like, the this segment that we're going over. It says, do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. So it comes to show that, like, if we're trying to give advice to someone, or maybe we see someone, and it's saying to not just, like, you could see it, like, it's not just to attack them and be like, hey, like, what you're doing is wrong, because we just said that, like, to judge righteously. But it's also saying that if maybe you're doing this with a good intent and you're trying to help someone and they just don't want to hear it, God is telling us to do not waste your time with the people that don't want to listen. You know, you're doing it with a good heart, you want to help them out, you know, we're doing this podcast and people don't want to listen. Maybe he's saying, don't throw your pearls. He calls his word pearls. Do not throw the word at them, because what are they going to do? They're just going to trample over it. Mm-hmm. They're just going to ignore it. And we know one thing about God is that he values his truth.
Mm-hmm.
So if those people that don't want to listen, they will be judged just as we will be judged.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And for you out there, this is your time to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's, are you curious? Like, if you guys have any questions right now, like, don't hesitate to write it down in the comments. And we don't always know the answers, but we will definitely look, we will research, and we will ask other believers that are strong in their faith, and we will come up with those answers, because sometimes it is hard. You're trying to make a lifelong decision, and we have made it, and we don't know all the answers, but we're excited to live this life that Jesus has blessed us with. So, yeah, Marlon. It's like, all we have to do now, if you've already made that decision, is share it, and some people will receive it, and some won't. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in into Another Day, Another Way podcast.
Yes.
You can follow us on Instagram at ADAW. And also
podcast.
ADAW podcast.
It's Instagram.
TikTok.
YouTube.
And then on Facebook, you can find us on lifeword.org. Yeah.
Yes.
And on the website as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Woohoo! I really enjoyed this conversation, guys. Thank you, Marlon, so much for leading it.
Of course.
Thank you, Jose, for bringing your life and your point of view. Guys, we, believe it or not, we love you, and we're excited to see you next Friday. Tune in at 10 a.m. Bye.
Bye.